Good day, Helldivers. This is Rick Bones with GNR 107's Wartime Bulletin. Today, we're diving into the latest stratagem balance changes, tech updates, and crucial fixes to keep our Helldivers at peak performance. But first, a report on Super Earth's industrial transformation. Super Earth has fully transitioned to a military economy in a sweeping move to ensure victory across the galaxy. This monumental shift means that all industrial capabilities are now dedicated to producing advanced equipment and powerful explosives for our brave Helldivers. Factories that once produced consumer goods have been retooled to manufacture high-grade weaponry and cutting-edge armor. This strategic pivot boosts our military capabilities and ensures that every Helldiver is equipped with the best gear available. The increased production of heavy ordnance, such as the formidable Eagle 500 kilograms bomb, underscores our commitment to overwhelming firepower. Our engineers are working tirelessly to innovate and deliver new technologies that give us the upper hand against our enemies. This industrial might is the backbone of our war effort, enabling us to maintain a relentless assault on the automatons and terminids. Super Earth stands united and stronger than ever, with every resource allocated to the war effort. Our enemies will learn the true meaning of Helldivers' resolve as we bring the full weight of our industrial power to bear on the battlefield. Stay vigilant, Helldivers, and remember, our strength lies in our unity and our unwavering commitment to victory. Now with some information about the most recent update rollout from Super Earth. /MLS-4X rocket sentry. Improved targeting, increased projectile damage, reduced rocket salvo for better ammo economy. AMG-43 machine gun sentry, cooldown reduced. All sentries, durability increased significantly. EMG-101 HMG emplacement, rotates faster. MD-6 anti-personnel, minefield, higher explosion damage, orbital gatling, faster fire rate, increased salvo rounds, better armor penetration, shorter cooldown. Various crash issues were resolved. Improved FAF-14 spear targeting. Environmental effects on Quasar cannon reload speed are now visible in Shudi. The radar pulse is now detectable on the minimap. Weapon accuracy improvements. Social menu issues fixed, including unblocked button visibility and blocked players' access. Stats display issues in the armory were corrected. The grenade throwing was fixed. Enemy updates. Acid effect. Allows sprinting and reduces speed penalty. Armored enemy balance. Fewer heavily armored enemies, more smaller hordes. Patrols. Tweaked spawn mechanics for better level engagement. Terminids. Specific balance tweaks to bile spewers and bile titans. Automatons. Adjusted damage and armor values for Hulk Scorcher and automaton tanks. Weapon adjustments. Eagle 110mm rocket pods, improved targeting, better armor penetration, reduced projectile damage. Various other weapon updates to improve balance and performance. Patch overview. Galactic War supply lines and attack origins are now visible. Invite-only lobby creation introduced. Numerous stability improvements and bug fixes. Now on to more recent news. Helldivers have successfully liberated Vernon Wells from the automatons. Super Earth thanks you for your service. The remaining 44,855 troops are now directed to focus their efforts elsewhere. The next suggested target is Crimsica. Helldiver forces needed, 13,327 to combat the Terminids. A new campaign has started on Lee Sath. Helldivers are requested to assist in liberation efforts against the automatons. Another campaign has begun on Mankint. Helldivers are requested to assist in liberation efforts against the automatons. We have a new dispatch from SE Command. Acer Pass has fallen to the automatons, and its CF training facilities have been destroyed. This significantly weakens CF defense efforts. In more positive news, Vernon Wells has been liberated. CF forces have secured the children's hospital and made contact with civilians trapped under the rubble. The majority of the thousands of trapped civilians, including all 4,311 very sick children, are alive. Rescue operations are underway. However, long-range imagery shows heavy automaton transport activity on Marfark, suggesting that the anti-tank mine material has likely been moved far out of reach. News alert! Major order failed. Marfark remains in automaton's hands. MD-17 anti-tank mine factories have been shuttered for now following multiple material shortfalls. New intel indicates that the automatons are aware of our efforts to liberate the anti-tank mine materials on Marfark. They have initiated operations to transport the material off-planet. Within 24 hours, it will be too late to secure these materials. Numerous stability improvements and bug fixes. Before we proceed, I'd like to extend an apology from the whole of GNR 107 for not having a wartime update last week. We understand how crucial these updates are to keeping everyone informed and engaged. We have an important announcement. This is the last episode of the season. But don't worry, there's much to look forward to in Season 2, starting on June 28th. Season 2 will bring new segments about primary and secondary weapons and stratagems. While we won't have a wartime update next week, we'll kick off Season 2 on the 28th, keeping our usual show timings. There's even talk of increasing these wartime bulletins to align with the releases of major orders. So stay tuned and be on the lookout for bonus episodes, including a soundtrack of Season 1. New major order. Flush out the Terminids from Mirren and Draco. Secure these sectors for our citizens. Consult your ship's galactic map for further details. Helldivers, your bravery is essential. Good hunting. Stay vigilant, Helldivers. Keep your gear updated. And as always, fight for Super Earth. This is Rick Bones, signing off. Until next time, stay sharp and dive deep. Remember, we'll be back on June 28th with the start of Season 2. Look out for bonus episodes, the Season 1 soundtrack, and much more. See you soon, Helldivers. With Helldivers of old.
I joined an elite force, went to the stars. Now fighting brutal wars, first contact turned to conflict. Super Earth in danger, what a life, what a prize. Divers standing tall. 40 years of warfare, 3 species on the hunt. They crave human extinction, their mission's on the front. With every breath I muster, with fire in my eyes, what a life, what a buzz. Helldivers standing tall, 40 years of warfare, 3 species on the hunt. They crave human extinction, their mission's on the front. With every breath I muster, with fire in my eyes, we wield our deadly sword from Kepler's burning deserts to just turned 50 years old. What a life, what a hell diver standing tall. Oh, super Earth, we give our all. We won the war, and after 4 decades, we are now going back to cryo, waiting for the call. Super Earth, be ready. Steady is the march, our hearts in steady tone. What a life, 56 years old. I made it this far. What a life, what a life. We won the war, and after 4 decades, we are now going back to cryo, waiting for the call. Super Earth, be ready. Steady is the march. Our hearts in steady tone. What a life, 56 years old. I can't believe I made it this